Hey, everybody, I'm Nick Layton.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week, we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea, at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.
This piece was brought to you by Roberta's, robertaspizza.com.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network. We're a member-supported food radio network broadcasting over 35 weekly shows live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. Join our hosts as they lead you through the world of craft brewing, behind the scenes of the restaurant industry, inside the battle over school food, and beyond. Find us at heritageradionetwork.org.
Can you dig it? We're back. It's going to be the grooviest, ghouliest show of them all for our favorite, very favorite horror day. It's another episode of Sharky and the Count.
Ah, Sharky. Who disturbs my slumbers?
I got to say, Pete, you look good. Yeah. Almost like you did when you were alive.
Hey, you look like $1 million. Yeah. All green and wrinkly.
Oh, yeah.
Mike, but I don't understand. This is like a radio show. Why are you wearing your costume? Take off that mask.
It's a sight gag. Always goes over good on radio.
Take off that mask, Mikey.
Oh, wait till you see Mike.
Who are these kids? Why, this place is invaded. I'm trying to get my eternal
Miriam's
rest.
Wondering what the hell she did to deserve this.
Well, I was thrown in the back of a rusted old 63 Lincoln Continental. I was promised ice cream at Fortunato's, and suddenly they put a burlap bag over my head, and I end up in this joint.
Promised ice cream.
What the hell's going on?
That old chestnut.
Yeah.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our friend, the ghoul of our dreams, the queen of the monster hop. Let's hear it for Miriam Linna.
Boo. Boo. Boo.
Well, may I say fangs for coming here.
All right.
Oh, yeah. I'm working hard today, and we're joined once again by our good friend, Lucy O'Reilly's star of famous movies of famous monsters of movie land for sure. That piece of hardware in her hand is a genuine Emmy Award from her work on American Horror Story. Keeping it goth. Creeping yes. It real, I like to say. All right, let's hear it for Lucy. And Lucy's going to be giving us some makeup tips. Telling you how to be the best zombie you can be, because that's what it's all about. You got to be the best zombie you can be. We're looking for a few good dead men.
I think we got a few lined up already. It's amazing. Look, this. You know what? It's a dark and stormy day here in the crypt.
It's a perfect Halloween day.
As we read our crypt.
Speaking of dark and stormies.
That's right. I just got back from Bermuda, and my report is that it is very dark and stormy there. However, during the course of this event here, I am going to be swizzling.
A swizzle?
Which is the real drink of Bermuda. I am going to mix an authentic swizzle from the recipe of the Around the World cookbook by the great Myra Waldo, socialite, and trophy bride of lawyer Bob Schwartz.
Who's Bob Schwartz?
No, it's who's Dick Hertz.
Well, that's very nice.
Give me a step on.
Hey.
That's very nice, Pete, but you know, I don't drink rum.
Ah, you don't drink rum.
I don't drink rum.
Well, let's get...
All right, well, we're going to have a guess.
Let's say it's too much going on. Let's stop the show now.
So are you guys giving out a candy? Everybody sitting on their stoops and giving out candy?
What about my sight gag?
I'm loving it.
You're not getting it yet. Do you need it? Look,
are we ready?
I am not here dressed as a rock and roll fan from 1965. I'm just trying to be trendy like the kids in the... Yeah, see? Now look here. For all you radio people.
I see Fats Domino.
You know, the kids love to wear the badges, right?
They do.
So they wear these like little tiny little badges. You got to come up close to them. They hate it because, you know, they don't want you near them. They want to be left alone. However, I'm screaming out everything that I'm caring about today. All right? Yeah, we got a Fats Domino badge.
Let's hear it for Fats.
I love the kink.
All right.
I just like that because it's good. Hey.
Now that's
we got Murray the K fan club.
Murray the K in his swinging soiree.
Yeah. It, we got Rat Fink with the...
I don't like Rat Fink.
Rat Fink, a boo-boo.
No, being the only my hairdresser knows for sure, see?
Oh.
That's stating a fact. And then here's my favorite actor, okay?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, Sal.
That's Sal Mineo.
He's a doll.
He's
so that's what I got. And also, I love the Dave Clark 5.
Inheritor of the mimeograph fortune.
Now I can take my jacket off.
I'm cracking an egg.
You're actually cracking an egg. This is so old school.
This is very old school. I'm cracking an egg for our swizzle.
I can't believe you're making a drink with an egg. That's like very bold, very out there, very nice.
Okay, I'm swizzling. Here's my swizzle stick. There we go.
That's disgusting.
Like I said, you're creeping it real. It's like Rocky. Right? It's like a scene from Balboa or something.
Do you have grenadine?
No, but I have something better. I have bitters.
Is this good?
Angostura. You have something red?
Is this good for a fangover?
This is good. This is good for what is ails you. Anyway, how's it like doing the makeup for the stars? Come on, who busts your chops? I'm sorry.
I have to keep those kind of things quiet or
I'll
never work again.
Were you on the first season?
Oh.
No, I actually worked on the two seasons of American Horror Story that shot in New Orleans. And
we love New Orleans.
I love New Orleans, too. I miss New Orleans greatly. It's the best at Halloween. It's the best all year round.
It's Halloween year round.
Much like it isn't here in Spookland, Boo York.
You know what? I'm pretty impressed with how New York brings their Halloween game. I've had some great Halloween experiences here the last couple of years. So
what happened?
Well, I went to the Jack-O-Lantern Blaze out near Sleepy Hollow, which is great, and everybody just really seems to dress up. I loved being on the train last year and seeing everybody in costume. It's
I'll tell you, my neighborhood over at Carroll Gardens, Cobble Hill, I mean, it's dressed up like crazy. I mean, there are like ghosts flying from the roofs. There's a lot of, unfortunately, what I'm sure is non-biodegradable webbing everywhere, but lots of legit good jack-o'-lanterns. Very competitive, you know? All these...
I haven't noticed.
Greenpoint is kind of slowed down on... They used to do a lot of the haunted houses, and people would open up their homes. Like, you know, cars would come and, like, look. They were so overdone and so wonderful. But they've really slowed down. But we did go to a big ball, the Contessa and I, at the Montauk Club, and right off of Grand
Arbor. That's right near my house.
That's right.
Yeah.
The Montauk Club. And it was amazing. It was, like, thousands of people dressed as ghouls and...
That sounds
ghouls
fantastic.
And gals, baby.
Ghouls and gals.
Now I'm adding sugar to this, and I'm going to swizzle.
Halloween has always been my favorite horror.
And I must swizzle. I've added sugar to the eggs.
Are you
and Mike has
a
picked
cake?
Up the guitar.
That's right.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That's horrible.
Ow! I can hear you swizzling.
We're going to take a run at everybody's favorite holiday song in a moment. Pete's going to be speaking in tongues, he promises.
I speak in tongues.
He has not yet begun to fright. Oh!
You'll never know how much I really love you.
You'll never know how much I really care. So, all right, while you're mixing the drink, though, and while I'm over here putting the razor blades in the apples,
do you
know there's not actually been one recorded case yet of someone biting into an apple with a razor blade in it?
Is that a challenge?
Like urban myth, like numero uno. I mean, you know.
It is. That's an urban...
That's because people don't use razors anymore. All the kids have the beards now.
You try to stick one of those big disposables in an apple.
But there was a time when you could bring your candy to the hospital and they'd put it through the x-ray. Make
really?
Sure there wasn't any razor blades inside.
That's probably around the same time you were allowed to smoke in hospitals.
Probably.
Were you?
Oh, yeah.
Bring back the 70s.
We're smoking in hospitals, smoking on planes. All right. I like the rhythm you're getting there with the swizzle. So what is in the swizzle? We saw an egg for realsies.
What's that, hot sauce?
It's a bit of, which was a little bit like Santeria, you putting that egg in that drink.
Well, okay. If you go to Bermuda these days, most swizzles are sort of a fruit punch made with a dark black rum, you know, Gosling's rum, a little light rum, Some falernum, which is a type of syrup made from sugar cane.
Say that again.
What about Andre Williams' favorite was the Bacalardi Light, what he called the Bacalardi Light.
What I did was, in honor of Andre, since this recipe just calls for light rum, I did bring the Bacalardi Light.
You did?
I didn't bring Gosling's Light because, quite honestly, it doesn't make any difference.
So, what about that Bermuda Triangle?
I didn't bring the triangle, but I figured you had the drumstick.
Sounds like the Amityville fucking horror in here.
If you're going to Bermuda, plan on staying there.
That's true. You went to Bermuda, and I didn't make one single triangle joke.
Well, I have to say, you're probably disappointed I got back.
Yeah, certainly there's a good isosceles pun. You look good, though, Pete. Have you been exorcising?
Exorcising.
Well, that's a good one.
Well, I've been reviewing all my old copies of Famous Monsters of Film Land. Okay. I'm going to the Fred J. Ackerman School of Bad Joke Time.
What about Fantastic Monsters? Yeah? Ron Haydock, come on. He's the ultimate monster man. Silence
is golden.
Silence is golden. So while Pete now makes his cocktails, Lucy, why don't you tell us the really some Halloween hacks for all the groovy ghoulies out in the audience who really need to know how to scare the living shit out of their parents.
Well, I like to keep my Halloween things simple. And go, I get one idea and just kind of go with it. And for instance, last night we decided to have an impromptu Halloween get together. And I didn't get a costume. I'm working kind of like crazy and didn't really have time. So, you know, I'm a makeup artist, so I will do it with makeup. And I also didn't have time to bust into all my special effects stuff, which is, you know, filed and hidden and in storage. So
you probably have more gear than the Ramones.
It's possible. So I did a basic corpse makeup on myself with just some foundations and some shadows and some eyeliners.
And may I say what a lovely job you've done.
Thank you. I worked hard on this look.
What about me?
I worked hard on this look.
Don't I scare you?
But, you know, if you want to... As a quick, simple Halloween hack for being a corpse, there's some things you have to remember. Hit the highlights, like your bones, with a lighter colored makeup, and the hollows of, you know, your cheeks with a darker colored makeup, a black or a brown.
Are you taking
or something?
We should be doing this now. Hey,
I am.
Just to give directions, we'll be doing it on, what's your name again? Oh, yeah, Count Zaremba.
It counts.
Okay.
A setting spray is super important,
so you don't
smear it all over yourself. But you can get all this kind of stuff just at the CVS, you know.
I like it. It makes sense. Highlights.
Wait, I'm not endorsing CVS, the drugstore. Any drugstore. A mom and pop drugstore.
Over the counter.
Yes, over the counter. You don't have to be a professional makeup artist.
Can you make it up with things in the kitchen, like flour?
Flour, no. No, I think flour would just fall right off your face.
Yeah, what?
But most people have a little something in their cachet. And especially if there's a female in the house, most females have some kind of makeup.
Yeah.
And, you know, you could flake off some darker eyeshadow into your foundation. Like, these are just quick things that you can do if you can't go buy.
Let me ask you, for a friend, of course, what kind of eyeliner do you prefer?
It just depends.
Asking for a friend.
I mean,
she likes to put it on very heavy.
I'm liking the new the Kat Von D ink liner because it just doesn't move.
I love Kat Von D.
It doesn't move.
Miriam, she knows her out.
That's the closest to the old Maybelline that you used to lick. Yeah.
It's good, and it stays forever,
it does.
It's cruelty-free. And
super pricey.
I don't think it's that pricey, but it's...
How can you put a price
on
quality?
I mean, you know,
Miriam,
the dime store stuff is $1.25, and that stuff is like $30.
Yeah,
bucks.
But it winds up on top of your eyebrow instead of on your eyelid.
That's the look I go for.
I have to say, I loved... There was a scene in The Addams Family where the Avon lady is selling makeup, and she's trying to get into the house, and she's questioning a rather taciturn Wednesday about the beauty needs of the family. And she asks, well, does anyone use beauty aids? And Wednesday says, well, Uncle Fester uses formaldehyde.
Oh.
And then the Avon lady says, oh, does he use that to keep young? And then Wednesday says, no, he uses it to keep.
Yeah.
And speaking of keeping, I have just added a jigger of light how did Andre say?
Bacalati light.
Bacalati light. Right. A jigger to each of these swizzles, and I'm about to add the crushed ice and swizzle. Continue.
Crushed ice.
Those eggs are going bad.
You guys do mischief night when you were kids? When was the last time you egged the house?
TP?
Oh, man. It's been quite a while.
Really? What are you doing Monday?
Working.
Well, there's a lot of that TP around everywhere you go. That's a nice free gag.
Yeah, that inexpensive.
People love getting it.
something we can all relate to.
When I was in high school many centuries ago, the senior boys in my class...
When you were in high school? In the 80s?
Well, it was something like that. At any rate, the senior boys in my class paid a visit to the principal's house, and they were dressed in their various costumes, etc. But they brought along a little something special, a bowling ball. And they it went right through the living room window. That was the best gag.
As it should. I want to say, though, when it comes to Halloween, I do love giving out the candy. We got a bunch of these eyeballs, some economy candy, that are a big hit in the neighborhood. I have a feeling this year I will make my return as Monkey Ramon.
Come on. You know you're
swizzle.
Giving out those horrible
swizzle.
Orange peanuts.
Oh, yeah, circus peanuts.
Yeah, right. Swizzling here.
No, the ones made out. Is that what they are?
I hate those peanuts.
Yeah.
And the candy corn, I used to throw that away, too.
But I want,
I want to hand you.
But wait, there's another Halloween hack. You can just stick some candy corn on your incisor teeth, and there you got candy corn fangs.
Like that's a good one. I like that.
I did that last year.
Mikey's got
it. It doesn't stay put, but, you know, it's fun for a second.
Oh, wow.
You know, it's good for that, too, pistachio shells.
And keep swizzling.
Here you put them in his teeth.
Swizzle.
Got to keep swizzling.
Well, I'm very hardcore about this. Halloween is supposed to be scary. I really have no truck with the princesses, the cowboys, the astronauts.
Don't
that's what the wrestling year is
yeah.
for.
Oh,
they dress
good.
Up like a sexy nurse 364 days a year.
Ooh, I like to see that on you.
On Halloween, you better be a sexy dead nurse. No, I'm hardcore about this, and the kids that
have
come by...
Have you been a sexy dead nurse?
Yeah.
Now, Mike, that's appealing.
This swizzle is...
It's very
fermented kind of
swizzle. It's swizzle-tastic.
And a fermented kind of
you gotta keep swizzling.
It's swizzle-tastic. But seriously, hardcore
seriously,
rules.
Folks.
Very good. So it's...
Delicious.
That's the egg.
Yeah,
you it's get breakfast of champions.
Yeah.
It really is.
I love it.
You know what, Mike? What I like about you, you're a man with a song in his heart. And, and whatever.
And some candy corn stuck to my teeth.
And a swizzle in your hand.
All right. Okay, then for all our Spanish-speaking friends.
Oh, we're going to do that?
Vamos a cantar.
Okay, nice and lentamente, my friend.
All right. Everybody ready? I'm going to say, Pete's going to start speaking in tongues.
Okay, let me have another sip.
All right. Yeah, ooh.
Take a guzzle.
How about take another sip?
Get a slurp
good.
In there.
Oh, these are good.
One more.
All right.
That's good.
All right. Dead, straight
down the hatch. No, I mean you. Get down the hatch.
Straight from Spookland, Boo York. Count Pizza Rumba and the Crypt Kicker Nun. Here
la,
we go.
La, la, la.
All right.
En el noche oscura de terrible tempestad, en el castillo embrujado empezarán a gritar. Los monstruos peligrosos, Frankenstein y Aquaman, comieron quesadillas de vampiro y de piano.
Oh, you got the words.
Que macho son.
Bailaba la llorona en los brazos de Aquaman y Drácula volaba al compás de cha-cha-cha. Mortisa se penaba con pared de aguarás mientras el hambre lobo hallaba sin cesar.
¡Qué monstruos son!
¡Qué monstruos!
¡Qué monstruos son!
¡Terrible!
¡Qué monstruos son!
La fiesta había comenzado. Los invitados incluyen al hombre lobo, Dracula, Isus, hijo. Después el gato loco, la luna contempló, labrando el pebrecito, fallando, quedó. El venaz de Are Murillo empieza su show. Aquel que cantó, moré, moré, moré. ¡Qué monstruos!
¡Qué machos son!
¡Terrible!
¡Qué machos son! ¡Qué machos son!
¡Ah! ¡Mi estimado perro de terror! ¿Ha comado sucesos hoy? ¡Ja, ja, ja, ja! ¡Drácula! ¿Le gustaría un poco de sangrita? ¡Yo nunca beber sangrita! ¡Hombre lobo, mi amigo! ¿Cómo te gusta la fiesta?
¡Ándale!
Get back in your tool.
No, atrás, hombre lobo, atrás! ¡Ayúdame! ¡Ayúdame! ¡Ayúdame!
Very scary.
Recap for the audience.
What's going on here?
Recap for the home audience. People.
All right.
We are
streaming dead.
A dangerous crowd here at Roberta's this afternoon. They're ugly. The crowd's getting ugly. They're dangerous.
They're looking more alive.
Luckily, we have security. They're holding them back.
You ugly.
You know what? They're giving a few turbans out. You know, it's Halloween. Our security is busting a few skulls and giving a few turbans to the this surly audience here. Mikey, who's here today?
And we're right here, of course, with the ghoul of our dreams, Marian Lena, and the very spooktacular Lucy O'Reilly. Who's hitting us with all the good Halloween hacks. Sure, you got one more tip for us? What's your favorite recipe for fake blood?
You can make some fake blood with just corn syrup.
That's the old school
coloring.
Dick Smith. That's Dick Smith number one.
That's an old method, or honey.
Karo syrup.
Karo.
I always say, why fake it? We have plenty. Let me see your neck, Miriam.
You can mix a little bit of coffee in there.
Coffee with corn syrup?
Well, yeah, you could mix some.
Get away!
You know, ground
I've
coffee
had enough for today.
Up to make a little darker, a little bit grittier.
I like it. A good trick for all you aspiring filmmakers. We're shooting black and white film. Nothing works better than chocolate syrup.
That's right.
Chocolate syrup is what they used in Psycho for the blood in the
shower. I know chocolate
syrup. And it looks good.
And it tastes great.
I know chocolate syrup works better than Fox's You Bet.
Right? Now I'm just
Fox's You Bet.
Albert Hitchcock licking the chocolate syrup off of Janet Leigh.
Tell me more.
Swizzle your swizzle. Swizzle
that. This is the finest swizzle I've had all day.
Well, the
these are actually much better than
can
the
we
ones.
Reenact that one, Mike? The chocolate syrup?
Lena, listen to me.
You promised me the chocolate
syrup. Lena, listen to me.
What?
It's been a long time since that day that you and I and Lauren Agnelli walked into that church basement on St. Mark's Place.
That's what I hear.
That's what you hear.
This would be the arts part of Arts and Seizures.
Let's have at it, because this is the big opening.
Oh, yeah, this is a big revealing actual story, right?
Yeah. Well, yes.
Go ahead, Count Dracula.
Count Chocolate, please.
Right,
Count Saremba.
Count Saremba, I'm sorry.
Lena, you and me, right? We were looking for a place. We were tired of playing to the chairs and tables.
Retarded.
Max is retarded, thank you. Okay. Max is and CBGB's. We wanted a place where the kids could dance. And yeah. I remember, yes. I think Agnelli was there too, the former Trixie A-bomb.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And we walked into the basement of 57 St. Mark's Place, right?
Yes, yes.
And what happened?
Tell me more.
What happened?
We went in the door. And then we saw this great dumpy little place.
Yeah.
And we thought, oh man, it's our own little private cavern club.
That's right. And Miriam said, I have an idea. Let's put on a show.
Yeah.
And it was like the Fleshtones, the Xanthes, the Nervous Rex, right? But then
I think that the first one was not with the Nervous Rex, was it?
I thought it was us.
It was Fleshtones and Xanthies.
And the Xanthies.
For all the kids out in Radioland, this is important because next week there's an opening at MoMA, Mom A, if you prefer.
Mom A.
kind of legitimizing, I suppose, Club 57. It's like, you know, when the high culture co-ops the low culture.
And look out.
So the Xanthies are in the Museum of Modern Art.
Yes, that's a proudful moment because Billy's looking super good and singing super good in that film because M. Henry Jones did
the brand new Cadillac.
He sold brand new Cadillac to the Museum of Modern Art.
And did the Fleshtones film American Beat too?
That's right.
Soul City. And actually, I have the honor of dancing behind Billy.
Oh yeah, you're really good.
That's my silhouette, and also the late Gordon Spaith.
Oh yeah, Gordon. That's right. And Trixie.
Was it Trixie A-Bomb and I think also
the other doll?
Trixie A-Bomb.
No, the other doll.
And the lovely Nina Bowles.
Nina Bowles.
Who appears on the sleeve of American Beat 45, taken by M. Henry Jones. It's all at the museum, folks, but the big news is, after the museum, when people come to see him, we're going to all head down to New Blue 151. Sounds like a good rum to me.
This is a hot tip.
151 Avenue C for the after open party where Miriam Linna will take the stage with the reunited Fleshtones with Marek Pekulski.
Yeah,
Marek Pekulski takes the stage.
Everyone from another century. Yeah, hey, you're like Cousin Brucey, you know, like when he would make those midnight announcements about where the Stones press party was going to be and you have to stay up till like 3 in the morning.
That's right.
And then he would tell you.
You know, I run into Cousin Brucey all the time now.
Oh,
really? That's serious.
We're at the cemetery?
I'm serious. No, it's not.
Uh-huh. We love Cousin Brucey.
Cemetery is a very popular place.
What a groovy show.
You know that, Pete.
Cemetery is
a very popular piece. People are just dying to get in.
They're dying to get in. But you know what? I'm going to shove you in ahead of everybody. You're still my friend.
Well, Pete, if you got it, haunt it.
Man, this has been... I think we're ready for... What I love about you is you're a man... with a song in your heart, right?
I'm a man who's like a wooden stick impaled through my heart.
I'm just imagining him over there in that nursey costume.
Yeah.
Covered with chocolate syrup.
Rock and roll nurse.
Mike, with
my pills.
It's time. We're on the radio. Take off the mask. Come on. It's all right.
Okay.
As ever, it's been the fastest half hour on the radio today.
Don't tell me.
Seizures. All right, thanks.
I want to thank
the grooviest ghoul of them all, Miriam Linna.
All right. Thank you.
The ghoul of my dreams.
All right.
I like to put a bite on
you. I know, this beverage you're having, a little bit more of that, please,
it's
compliments
going to my head.
I'm about to lose my head.
It's helping me to keep.
And, of course, the spectacular Lucy O'Reilly, director from Horrorwood, California.
I'm going to the chocolate syrup right away.
And so you giving out Halloween candy this year? You give out Halloween candy?
Yes.
And frighten some little kids?
Oh, yeah. I frighten little kids every day, so...
So it's
nothing new.
Why is this day different than every other day?
What's your favorite candy to give out?
Candy corn. Nobody wants it. And I get to keep it out for myself.
I kind of like candy corn a lot.
Actually, unfortunately,
you can use the same bowl every year.
I always live in a place that looks haunted, so actual kids don't come trick-or-treating. But I did have some adults over for trick-or-treating last night, and I made a bean dip cemetery, which was really fun.
Cemetery. Well,
yeah.
We're going to have to come back for our next horror day show to tell us some more recipes, some creepy casseroles, maybe.
I'm going to have to get my creepy casserole situation figured out by next Halloween.
I can dig it. Well, thanks again for coming. All right. Hey.
You're a noogie.
I'm going to have
Miriam a noogie.
Yeah, I don't want a noogie.
You don't want a noogie?
All right, here we go. Let's get out of here with a song. Thanks to everybody in Radio Land. Happy holidays. Thanks to Vitor in the booth. Killing it today, Vitor. Thank you, sir.
Nice. Lentiment.
Hold on, let's try it again.
Let them miss.
There's a man who walks the streets of London at night time.
Jack the Ripper.
With a little black bag that he holds so tight.
Jack the Ripper.
He's got a big cloak hanging down his back.
Jack the Ripper.
That's one bad cat I just hate to fight on.
Jack the Ripper.
Turn around. When he walks down the street, every girl he meets, he says, is your name Mary? When he walks down the streets, he's never far behind.
Jack the Ripper.
With his little black bag and his one-track mind.
Jack the Ripper.
Well, he really goes to town when the lights go down.
Jack the Ripper.
That's the time he starts to do his dirty chop around.
Jack the Ripper.
Well, he walks down the streets. Every girl he meets, he says, is your name Mary Kelly?
Yeah! Ow!
You'll never catch him. He's much too clever. But if they do, all they'll catch is the leather.
Ah!
Well, the streets of London town are never safe.
Jack the Ripper.
Whenever Jack the Ripper shows his ugly face.
Jack the Ripper.
So all you pretty little girlies, take my advice.
Jack the Ripper.
Never walk the lonely streets of London at night.
Jack the Ripper.
Well, he walks down the streets, every girl he meets, he says, is your name Mary Kelly?
Ah!
Have an evil Halloween, everybody, from Arts and Seizures. I'm gonna put the bite on the girl at the awkward date table. I think she's having some sangrita.
Listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content and to hear about exclusive events, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at @heritage_radio. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Rate the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join our community by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thanks for listening.
Hey, it's Francis Lamb, host of The Splendid Table. Every week on our show, we talk about food and cooking and the meanings of food and cooking. We talk with the most interesting people in food about their techniques, their culture, and everything in between. Whether it's about how fried chicken took over the world, or how Instagram changes the way people are actually eating. It's a food show where everyone is welcome. Come join us. You can listen to The Splendid Table wherever you get your podcasts.